Hello to the Twitter sphere out there. This isn't a ranty boo. This is just one of my more mellow informational boos. I was just wondering people's opinion, or just to tell my opinion, because that's the kind of guy I am. You know, I feel that my opinion matters. Brackets. Yeah, right. My opinion matters as much as the next person, I suppose. In other words, not very much. But anyway, you've been foolish enough to follow me, so I think it's my duty to share my thoughts with you. I was looking at a website for the Daily Mail. It may be covered in other stories as well.
Other websites are also available, as they say.
And there's an artist who has made a sort of Dr. Evil speech mark thing, photorealistic picture of a person. Very well done, I have to say. Made out of little teeny tiny dots. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but isn't a picture made up of teeny tiny little dots, aren't they called pixels? And haven't that been done before? Not that it's not very well done, not that it's not very clever. It's desperately clever and desperately artistic, but it's been done before. Possibly not with tiny dots, but with bigger dots. I used to watch a television programme with a guy called Tony Hart, and also, of course, the rather splendid Rolf Harris, the Australian wobbleboard player and kangaroo tie downer. He used to do a thing here, and you would use huge brushes, and he would just do splodges of paint. Can you tell what it is yet? Which would show, and you would stand back from it, and you would see it was a cityscape or a portrait or an animal or something. Amazing things. I mean, the guy did absolutely fantastic things, and surely this is just the same thing, just done on a macro scale. I mean, just somebody's just gone dip 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 dip. Yeah, that's my miming of doing lots of little marks with a pencil, dip 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 dip. And what's really worrying is I am actually doing the movements as well, which you can't see, but I thought it would add flavour to the boo. And you know, it's been done before, and it's very good, it's very talented. But I mean, I am speaking from the standpoint of someone who has the talent for drawing of a lettuce. And a not particularly artistic lettuce at that. The kind of lettuce that would have got an F at, lettuce school, you know, where all the other vegetables would sort of line themselves up and they would laugh at the lettuce. They would just say to that lettuce, you know, you can't draw. You know, the carrots would have been there, the carrots and the sprouts, top of the class, because, you know, they are known as the more artistic of the vegetables. But the lettuce, you know, normally, you know, lettuce is probably pretty good in that kind of thing, but this particular lettuce would be, you know, definitely, you know, in the D or the E class. They could try better. The kind of lettuce that gets put at the back of the class, you know, and we try to not, you know, everybody else is doing the still life of the vase or trying to do a nice landscape, and they're given, you know, just a colouring book. Basically, that's my level and ability in the artistic world. But just, you know, to be able to do something just out of little teeny tiny dots, I suppose it's quite cool. And again, I'm not belittling the guy's talent. It's fantastic. It's just, I don't really see how it's news, because, you know, art's been around for a while. You know, the ancient Egyptians had art, and for all I know, although it's lost, you know, cave painters, you know, I mean, you know, they, you know, after a heavy day hunting wildebeest, you know, a caveman would come home and brighten up the cave for Mrs. Caveman with pictures of his exploits that day. You know, so, you know, see that thing over there? See that wildebeest rug? This is how I killed it. And he would paint little friezes. So, you know, it's kind of just an extension of that. And like I say, I'm not belittling the guy at all, but I'm not quite sure why it's news that making a picture out of lots of tiny dots is news, really. But yeah, not the most exciting boo, I will admit. You know, I could have expressed my feelings about world hunger or nuclear disarmament or even anything, you know, anything to do with the water shortages or the problem of, you know, gazelle worship in East Croydon. You know, it's a growing problem. It's something that really needs to be dealt with, I think, in a later boo. It needs a boo all of itself. You know, gazelles, they are quite, you know, they have quite bad egos already. So gazelle worship is definitely something that needs to be dealt with and tackled in a later boo. Anyway, before I get too surreal to lose everybody, I had better end the boo. And until we speak again, dear boo-aholic and boo listener, boodly boo.